tweet at TodaySOR.
Hugh O'Connell is here, political correspondent with the Irish Independent. Hugh, thanks indeed for coming in. What's your expectation about when the Taoiseach will be going to the Oras to ask the President to dissolve the Dáil?
Well, it's going to be this week, but I think it will probably be Wednesday or Thursday. There's some suggestion in political circles that because the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's in Dublin on Wednesday, that the Taoiseach will leave it till Thursday. But alternatively, he might go to the Oras on Wednesday. He might come into the Dáil, rather, on Wednesday afternoon when it's due to resume after the Christmas recess and give a short statement where he says he's on his way to the Oras to ask for the dissolution of the Dáil, and then the campaign is underway, and then he could host the state dinner in Dublin Castle on Wednesday night.
Do Fine Gael want a 3-week or a 4-week campaign?
I think that they would like a short, sharp campaign in which they can get across their message of, obviously they're going to focus on the economy, as we're reporting in the Irish Independent today. They're going to put a major focus on Brexit. And I think perhaps having an election in the week after Britain leaves the European Union, when, you know, nothing on the face of it will change, but also the relationship between Ireland and Britain will change utterly and forever, potentially. This idea of we have the best team and we are the people who've got us, as the Taoiseach told the parliamentary party last Friday, 1-0 up in the Brexit match, if you want to call it so far. It's a kind of a strained football analogy. We are the only team that can be trusted to take the country forward in a situation where things are going to be radically different in terms of our closest neighbor.
Even though they've been happy enough to accept the support of Fianna Fáil, or at least the acquiescence of them through confidence and supply, I mean, is part of their intention, to borrow a phrase from a previous government press secretary in the context of a European referendum, to strike terror into the hearts of the Irish people about the prospect of a return to power of Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, I mean, that look, you heard that, I think, from a little bit from the Taoiseach yesterday, this idea and in fact, you heard it as well during his speech to the parliamentary party, which we picked up bits of over the weekend. This idea that Fianna Fáil, the Taoiseach spoke about this at the parliamentary party meeting last Friday, this idea that Fianna Fáil came into office in 1977 and then we had a big economic decline during the 1980s. Fianna Fáil came into office in 1997 and we had the Celtic Tiger, but then we had the disastrous hangover from the Celtic Tiger, which was the economic crash, the bailout and the bank guarantee and the bailout and all of that. So I suppose they will try to scare the living daylights out of the Irish public by saying, we have got the economy back on track. We've recovered after the so-called lost decade. And don't put that at risk now by handing the keys over to the party.
And we know that people aren't happy with the level of progress on housing and in health, but we're working on it. And now we're getting the money as a result of all we've done to address those items.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, they're hoping, particularly in housing, that the fruits of the work over the past few years will be borne out in the next few years, and that, you know, we have seen the figures, albeit very slightly, change in a more positive direction in terms of rents not growing as fast as they have been, more houses coming on stream, but still a long way to go. And it's still the case that voters go to the polling station and vote on matters related to them, you know, their own pocket, things like that, how their situation is themselves. And I think that's going to be crucial to this campaign. It always is.
Any word expected from people who might be deciding to stand down? Are we waiting on decisions from anybody that...
Yeah, there's a few decisions in that space, particularly on the independent side. This morning, Kevin Boxer-Moore in the Independent Alliance minister has said that he will be running as an independent, and he's effectively left the Independent Alliance. So that grouping seems to be coming apart a little bit. It was always a very loose alliance that its members were stressing. Finian McGrath, the Dublin Bay North TD and Disabilities Minister, is said to be 50-50. I see your own correspondent Micheál Lehane reporting that this morning. 50-50 on whether he's going to run again as consulting family and friends. I know that Finian McGrath, I think, put a poll out in his constituency quite recently, so maybe he's waiting for the results of that to come back. And we're expecting John Halligan to announce his retirement this week as well.
Okay, time will tell. Hugh O'Connell, political correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thank you. We'll talk to Regina Doherty, the Social Protection Minister, after 11. Right now, though, we take a quick break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.